With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As the war in Ukraine rages on, Japan's foreign minister is visiting Ukraine over a shared concern of North Korean troops in Russia.
Takeshi Iwaya met with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibya, who spoke at a joint press conference. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Pyongyang is seeking to exchange its participation for access to Russian technologies in missile, nuclear, and other military programs. According to U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian assessments, up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. I'm Nayeon Kim.
Melania Trump opted not to go to the White House this past week when her husband returned for a visit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
When President-elect Trump arrived at the White House for his post-election Oval Office meeting, he was greeted by the president and the first lady. However, Melania Trump did not make the trip. Jill Biden gave Trump a handwritten letter of congratulations for Mrs. Trump, which also expressed her team's readiness to assist with the transition. The president-elect expressed his gratitude for Joe Biden's promise of an orderly transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House has passed legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. The measure won bipartisan support in a 327-75 vote in what is now the lame duck period for Congress. But the remaining weeks, Senate passage isn't assured despite considerable support. The Senate has a jam-packed schedule in the next number of days. If the bill doesn't pass by January 3rd, when a new session of Congress begins, it would expire and supporters would have to start over. Eight people have been killed, 17 wounded in a stabbing attack at a vocational school in eastern China. The suspect, a 21-year-old male student, was detained by police. A spokesman says the young man failed his exams and had troubled life. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers need cash. To explain, here is SRN's Michael Harrington.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Donald Trump makes his return to the White House. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also be repealed. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony list is hopeful by saying President Trump's first-term pro-life accomplishments is baseline for his second term. A New Hampshire animal shelter has a major problem on its hands. Here's Jason Walker.
A man arrived last Monday saying he wanted to give up 150 mice. Turns out he had way more than that. He turned over just 73 mice that day. By Friday morning, another 450 had been transferred to the shelter. Then another 500 or so were brought in. The shelter's executive director says basic biology is making things worse. Mice reproduce quite often, and many of them arrive with child or with mouse. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing has delivered layoff notices to more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union, part of thousands of cuts planned as the company struggles to recover from financial and regulatory trouble, as well as an 8-week strike by its machinist union. The Seattle Times reports the pink slips went out last week to members of the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. More at SRNnews.com.